thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brett Mabry, the artist pastor of the Journey Church, and it's a privilege to be with you on the Journey Now podcast. As you can probably tell, I didn't grow up here in Tennessee, y'all. Where the folk are fixing to have their country ham with sweet tea, where a kid's birthday party doesn't amount to a hill of beans without some moon pie, where a trip to the Smokies will leave you grinning like a possum eating a sweet tater, and where the Journey Church finds its home. My family and I have been in this amazing country now for 7 years, and it feels so much like home that I sometimes forget how I sound. I've had to learn to use a lot of new words and at times change the way I pronounce these words so I can be understood. But if you grew up here, it's effortless for you to sound American, obviously. At a young age, the sound of the language was being formed in you, whether you were aware of it or not. It was happening, and nothing was going to stop it from happening. Learning to speak your mother tongue was an immersion experience where your parents, siblings, and others around you shaped how you speak. This is a wonderful picture of how we experience prayer in our lives. God is always the originator of prayer, even though it may feel like we are. Just like our mother tongue, we can choose to engage with the language or not, to open our mouths or not, but what emerges from us when we communicate does not originate from us. Prayer begins when God comes to us, when He immerses us in His Spirit and He speaks to us. God is shaping the language of prayer in us each day, over and over again. It happens in the practices of the church, where His kingdom comes to us as we encounter Scripture, sing a song, listen to a Sunday message, or gather with a group of friends to grow together as we look to Jesus. Sometimes the shaping happens as we step outside, like the Creator God shaping our prayer through a fiery sunset over the ocean, the grandeur of a snow-capped mountain range, or in looking up to the billions of stars that fill a desert night sky. On these occasions, my heart's communication of wonder and awe has often been void of words. Today, however, I want us to consider the times God comes to us, shaping our prayer through the small, the common, the hidden place. We may describe these interactions with God as unexpected, but of course He doesn't see it that way. One of my favorite books by theologian Eugene Peterson is called Christ Plays in 10,000 Places, taken from a poem by poet and priest Gerard Manley Hopkins. In this sonnet and book, we are reminded that Jesus is behind and in all of the living that we see and do. As Eugene puts it, He is in our limbs and eyes, in our feet and speech, in the faces of the men and women we see all day long, every day, in the mirror and in the sidewalk, in classroom and kitchen, in workplaces and on playgrounds, in sanctuaries and committees. As we go about our day, if we consider God's presence with the people we interact with, there are many prayer-shaping encounters we can have. This kind of prayer language is not a rehearsed or ritualized language. It's the kind that recognizes our relationship with God is as unpredictable and unplanned as with our neighbors. We see Jesus painting a picture of this when He uses the small, the hidden, and the day-to-day to describe our encounter with His kingdom. He says, God's kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field for years, and then the treasure is accidentally found by a trespasser. The kingdom of heaven is like a pine nut that a farmer plants. It is quite small as seeds go, but in the course of years it grows. God's kingdom is like the yeast that a woman works into the dough for dozens of loaves of barley bread and waits while the dough rises. What starts in the hidden, the small, and the day-to-day ends up being something of great value and of significant growth. God does this over and over again in how He comes to us and the transformation He brings. Many of the interactions Jesus had were in the workplace, in people's homes, or on the dusty, grimy streets of the Middle East. It was interactions with His mom and His brothers, with His friends and His enemies, with the seemingly random people He came across. Consider for a moment all the commonplace interactions you'll likely have today. A housemate or partner you'll chat to at breakfast, your child as you help them get ready for school, the barista serving you coffee, the driver in front of you that's driving too slow, the educator trying to teach on Zoom, the work colleague at your meeting, the shop attendant at the grocery store, or your mom or dad that calls at dinner time. As you go about your day, there's not much that you'll face with others that isn't prayable. How might God want to shape you and your prayers through the interactions you have today? In the normality of going about your day, there are treasures of the kingdom to be found and growth to live into as the Holy Spirit shapes your prayers through the experiences you have with the people around you. Let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are the initiator of prayer in our lives. Thank you, God, for the variety of ways you shape the language of prayer in each of us, day after day, through the gift of your Spirit. As we go about our day with all the different ways we'll engage with people, we know you are there, God, and we invite you to continue shaping our prayer language in those interactions that are to come. Thank you, God, for the freedom in which these prayers emerge and for the treasure and growth that is there for us in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give